Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by myself, Tommy Dasilo, and we also have a good old boy wearing a Wu-Tang Clan t-shirt and some little booties that he's purchased for himself. Say it. Say your name.
Adam Knox.
Yeah.
No, I would never buy a booty. I bought new shoes and they've made my toes get blisters.
We'll get to this. Yeah. This is a point of contention amongst the hosts of the podcast.
Before we continue,
point.
My name's Ben Vernell.
Yes.
And I have great booties.
Mm. And a great booty.
Thank you for saying so.
I like that.
I wasn't going to say it myself.
That ass of yours. We spent 2 weeks together in Japan in pretty close proximity.
Very close proximity.
Ass.
Yeah. I was getting a few little looks in there wherever I could.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, we've also got with us, what do you got there? Is that some kind of new hoodie?
I got two hoodies.
You got two hoodies. Wow, how cold did you think you were going to be?
I'm pretty cold, and that's part of why I didn't want to. I just want to settle this.
Say your name first.
Adam Knox is me. I didn't want to walk in to where we're recording this, which is like a half hour walk from my house. It's not far.
It's less than half an hour.
It's not less than half an hour. It's about half an hour.
It's 20 minutes.
No, to get to here, it's half an hour. I've done it a million times. It's half an hour.
It also depends on the speed at which you're walking.
Yeah,
I walk fast. I'm wearing a blue hoodie. I look like Sonic and I run like Sonic.
Mate, the only rings you're catching is fucking burger rings, mate.
We're back.
Knuckles in every time.
So,
anyway.
So you didn't want to walk in because your new shoes
and they suck.
And they hurt your feet.
Yeah, because I've been walking around all week.
Yes.
I've been standing around and my little feet are starting to get a bit sore.
What have you done with your shoelaces there? It looks like you can't tie laces properly.
Yeah.
No, it's because I tied them while I was standing up. I was at a full stand.
It's a fucking enigma, this guy.
Yeah.
Who can work out what's going on?
They don't look that weird for people listening.
They don't look like anything to people listening.
For the people listening, they're not centrally aligned, okay?
Yeah, they're a little to the left because I had to lift my foot up. Anyway, it's none of your business.
What? It's none of our business.
He's turned.
I mean, it might not be interesting, but it is our business.
So this is it, the gang all back together again.
Yes.
After last week, we were the beginning of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We did not have any time to meet up. You suggested the idea, Ben, of us all each recording our own little segment.
Yeah.
We all agreed that was a great idea. You guys did it. I then proceeded to just not do it. And then you gave up on me and put the episode online without my contribution.
Yeah, people were complaining about the lack of content.
I made one first and put a little bit of music at the start as a little joke. And then Ben stole my little joke of putting music in there and did it way better because he put more effort into it.
Yeah.
A whole thing, but mine was just meant to be a silly joke immediately after you sitting there in silence with the sound of like a fan behind you or something.
Yeah,
I haven't listened to it yet, but someone told me that it sounds a lot like a suicide note.
Ben got a message.
Said it's
on
the
Steam.
Worst. What?
Ben got a message on Steam from someone.
Oh yeah,
saying
I'll see if I can find it.
I feel like a fucking idiot for listening to your dumb podcast. Like,
yeah. I'm one of the idiots that listened to your 12-minute retard podcast or something.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's, I don't know if he
seems
maybe
in line with the kind of language I imagine is going on the Steam forums.
Well, yeah, that's never true. Been on there. The internet is a furious place.
Yeah,
much like the inside of my shoes right now. It is not pretty in there.
This person in question also said that it's just like the worst ad for doing the comedy festival. Like, it just makes it sound like the worst experience that any human being could ever put themselves
through. It's just the 2 weeks before it, though, really, that make you stressed.
Yeah.
For me. Like, now that we're going, I feel really relaxed and good now.
I thought I would be, but I'm feeling worse, to be honest.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling worse and worse. I'm having a great time, but I think this is, like, the most, like, real life stuff I have had going on parallel to the festival.
It's
now just starting to become like I'm really happy with my show and I'm having a really good time, but I just behind in everything else.
And yeah,
I just want this to be over so I can
yeah.
not feel like I'm keeping my head just above
yeah.
water. And, you know,
yeah,
I've done the
yeah.
same
it's
thing.
Not a nice feeling.
The
yeah.
trick is to just ignore all of that
yeah.
forever.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, done. I feel great now.
There you go. Happy yeah. to help.
Oh, well, I'm kind of the opposite to you. Well, kind of.
You've got nothing going on in your life.
Yeah, I kind of like finished a job, you know, a few months ago
yeah.
and then moved out of an apartment. So I'm not living anywhere. I don't have a job, so I don't have any obligations.
Anyway, welcome to the diary cast.
No, so I've worked for like 2 months on the show. The show started. It's yeah. going well. And now I'm just like, oh, well, that was worth it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, most other years I'm like dreading it ending because I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do
yeah.
when it ends because I, you know, it's like you sink everything into it. And it's yep. rare for me to come out of festival with a job lined up or anything. But
yeah.
I'm looking forward to catching up. Anyway, who yeah. the fuck yeah. cares?
I'm going to play Uncharted 4 is my plan.
Oh, well, yeah. I just realized this is now going to be in direct contradiction of everything I've just said, but I actually have been playing
somehow I'm falling behind on everything in my life.
because the PlayStation Store had a big Easter sale.
Right.
And so I got up Easter weekend and I got a couple of things. I got the Day of the Tentacle remaster.
Yeah, yep.
Which, if you guys have played that, yeah.
Not the remaster, but the original.
Yeah, the original, yeah.
yeah.
Man,
yeah, the original.
For something that like I hadn't played in like 20 years or something or yeah. however long it's been, it was just so, because they haven't fucked with it. It's just gotten, it's just shinier and it's like all the same tracks and it's all the same graphics just in high def.
Yeah.
And it's all the same, all the animation is still really jittery.
Yeah.
And it was just so awesome to just dip back into this world that hasn't been tainted and hasn't sort of, they haven't like tried to kind of like ramp up the nostalgia value or anything. It's just presented as is. And
yep.
And also, like, I was really young when I did play it, so I don't remember a lot of it, and it mm-hmm. still holds up to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, it doesn't feel like, oh, this is, I mean, it is very obviously from a different time, but it's still really funny. It's still really well written. Like, the characters are cool. The art style is great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was, it's great. I'm hoping that they do the same with the original Sam and Max.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they did it with Monkey Island a few years ago already with the first two of them.
And I haven't played it yet, but I've bought the Grim Fandango remaster on Steam.
Yeah, yeah, Grim Fandango is the one that everyone raves about, and I never played that. So I'm looking forward to going in on that and seeing if it does stack up in 2016 as a first time. But yeah, and they are redoing Full Throttle? Is that what they've said?
I think so.
I think they are. Yeah. They did a Kickstarter for it maybe or something.
Yeah.
I can't really remember.
I do remember reading something about it,
Why are Double Fine always needing to do Kickstarters?
Yeah.
They go well for them.
They put games out and they make money. Like,
that's
they're a big, well-known company.
Wasn't there a point where they didn't have money and then they did the Kickstarter?
No, I mean, maybe, but
early on.
To still be doing it now for something like Full Throttle where it's like, that's definitely going to make money when you just bring it out. I don't know. I'm not having a go. I'm just interested in.
Well, there's that whole thing where it. I guess it makes the fans invested in a literal, in both like literal money terms, but also like the perks
and
following the development.
You're sort of just almost pre-ordering it in a way.
Before they
begin development on it. Yeah. I guess also it probably is a bit of a thing where it's like, you know, people assume that every band that has been played on Triple J three times is like everyone in the band is just making a living off music.
Yeah,
but it's like
they're
all still working at the cinemas.
That's true, because there's costs for making games, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think.
Really?
No, Noxie, we've got
that's
a lot
the
to
kind
tell
of
you.
Insight that you get from this fucking podcast. It costs a lot of money to make games. See you later, guys.
Well, I think the Kickstarter thing, it engages the fans in like a much more of a way than
putting
out a press release.
And you're part of it.
And it is like a weird meritocracy in a weird way where like the Rock Band 4 on PC Kickstarter thing, or it wasn't Kickstarter, it was that other one, fucking
Indiegogo?
Fig.
What the
one called
fuck
Fig.
Is that?
It's Fig.
Okay.
It's the one where
I don't get.
I think it's Fig.
One of these starts up and it's great.
Yeah.
And then all these other people just decide to just go and do the same thing.
20 million other white rappers emerge. Sorry.
Like GoFundMe. There's like a bunch of them.
Did we talk about this? How there's now, so, you know, Menu Log comes out. Everyone goes, how good's this?
Yep.
And now there's like, eight of them. Delivery Hero.
Deliveroo. Yeah.
Here's one that used to be called Supper Time. Was around for literally a month. And then they changed the name to Foodora. How bad is that?
That's terrible.
What are you doing? Suppertime is like a really good like name for it. Foodora is awful.
Yeah.
Maybe there was like
Maluxa?
Maybe they got sued or something.
Nox, shut the fuck up. Just let this Let it breathe. Let what he said just breathe.
I didn't understand it, to be honest.
Foodora Maluxa.
Yeah, you've said the same Maluxa thing again. It hasn't helped me get it.
You know, the meme of like the douchebag.
Fedora Milady.
Milady.
Oh. Yeah.
Nah,
right.
Get out.
Get out,
get the
man.
Fuck out, man. Yeah.
I'm not into meme-based humor.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
I don't always laugh at memes.
Meme-based. Rid of that at the start of
that
sentence.
I don't always laugh at memes, but when I do, never mind.
God. Well, that's none of my business. what else have I played? I also got Rocket League. I finally went in on Rocket League.
Yep,
and I think Rocket League is a great example of a thing where you look at it and you go, oh, yeah, it looks pretty cool. But then you read people talk about it and the extent to which people harp on about how amazing it is, mm-hmm. you go, I don't quite get how.
Yeah.
It can't be that good.
Yep.
And I'm here to tell you, it's that good.
Oh,
man, it's just fucking great.
Yeah.
It's just... the mechanics are all there. It takes you 5 minutes to learn, to work out what you're doing. And then it's just once you start to get a little good at it mm-hmm. and you start to like be able to score goals and stuff, the feeling is fucking incredible. Like once you – it takes you like 10 minutes where you're a bit shit, but then once you start to get some tactics down and stuff, you just feel fucking amazing. And what's good about it I think is because the mechanic – so for people that don't know, it's soccer but you're in cars. You're driving cars around having to bash the ball into the net with your car. And – that mechanic is so tricky and imprecise that it's actually a great skill leveler.
Right.
So you can have tactics and you can have, you know, you can have played heaps and kind of like be really quick and know what you're doing. Mm. But the chaos of like all these cars just ramming into each other, you can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
am I making sense?
Yeah,
you can't overwhelm somebody by just having played it for longer because there's an element of randomness to
it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like FIFA, you can still be like boom, 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 boom. Whereas Rocket League, there's like cars fucking flying up the walls and the ball is you can't get great control over it. So there is still this degree of randomness that does make it a good that makes it a good level. That's like then when you go in online, it's not like you're just being smashed by everyone who's so much better than you because there is still that random element.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's really fun. There's, like, a thing coming out in, like, 2 months where they've made a basketball add-on for it. So it's, like, nets and then, like, just a giant ramp. So that's going to be sick.
Yeah.
It's so good.
There was a sale on Steam and I bought that and I haven't tried it yet.
Mm.
But you can play... like crossplay with
that's,
the PS4
it's like
and
the
with
first
the PC.
Game to do that, I think.
Yeah,
definitely one of them. So we can, that's the kind of like sports game that I like a lot more than just like, oh, here's soccer or here's basketball.
Same. Yeah.
Those, like, it's an impossible sport. Like, did you ever play Death Row on the original Xbox?
No.
It was like this, like, you had to throw this, like, disc. And I think they were all, the story was that all of the people were, like, prison inmates.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a future sport, so they didn't care if they got beaten up. So it's one of those ones where you're attacking people and you're throwing this disc around. It was kind of Ultimate Frisbee now that I think of it.
Oh, great.
I don't know. I have to look up. I don't know if Rocket League is meant to have any kind of story or anything, because all the art style is kind of, like, apocalyptic wastelandy.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And like you're in it, there's like a wasteland, like one of the fields, tracks, courses is like is this arena where it's like you can see people in the stands and stuff. And it's like, so what? The world's fucking nuclear winter's happening now for entertainment.
Mad Max.
Yeah, it's a Thunderdome.
Fuck yeah, I'm way more in now as well.
But I agree. Like, I don't know if I've talked about this. One of the only sports games, I love the Mario Tennis games.
Yep.
I used to have a Space Jam computer game, which is like, just a straight up basketball game, but you play you play as a
Tasmanian
Looney Tunes
devil.
And you build up a specials thing, and then you slam dunk by doing these crazy moves. Like, I kind of don't get it. And same with like Gran Turismo. It just kind of seems so boring to just do this thing that is absolutely real life. I guess people get into that element of it, but
if you don't
have the interest in it originally, it's like
exactly. It takes more investment than if you've got a passing interest in something like racing that you're really willing to play.
Like, I got into Mario Power Soccer, I think, was it on the Wii? That was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was like the tennis one. It was like, stupid power ups and
have
stuff.
Have some crazy moves in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rocket League, again, I just sat on it for ages.
Mm.
The one thing I think is very funny in it is that it has music in the menu screens that is just so misplaced. It's like this kind of like that sort of like techno, but like that really kind of transcendent techno where it's like female vocals and like meant to be this really uplifting.
Right. And so that plays titanium, that sort of thing.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's playing in the menus and they're shit songs. I don't know where they're from. I don't know if they're made especially for the game. I suspect maybe they've been made especially for the game.
Yeah.
Or licensed for very cheap because they're not that good. But they just do not.
I wonder if someone just like had a mate who had a band.
It's got to be something like that.
Yeah.
It's so mismatched to the style. But again, I think what's I'm liking about it so much is it just reminds me of, like I was talking the other week about, you know, everything's open world and everything's the same now. It just reminds me of like playing like the sort of thing that would come along in the 64.
Yes.
You know, like Blast Call where it's like, here's a completely new mechanic. Here's this really weird thing that takes a few minutes to get your head around and then you're in. So,
and it's just a straight up game. Yeah. That's kind of similar to what I've been playing lately, which is Dark Souls 3.
Mm.
That game's fucking great.
Yeah.
I really like it and I want to say right away that it's not for everyone and a lot of people won't like, but it really reminds me of like an old like NES game.
Oh yeah.
In that it starts and there's no, there is a story, but it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
And it's almost written as more like a myth or something where all of it doesn't really make sense. And it's just, it is because it is, you know, like there are dragons and they used to rule the world just fucking cause who cares?
Yeah.
I really wish we would go back to that style of, game starts and you just dropped in the middle. Maybe there's like a page, the old like SNES style like page of text.
President's been kidnapped.
I went in on the Sleeping Dogs PS4 edition was like $10, so I got that again.
Yeah,
because I never quite finished it on PS3, and played it again. I really like it, and it's cool playing it again. But like again, it's like got this like cutscene story where you're having to run from the cops, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, now you're in control. Just run. But and it's like you can't fail that bit. It's not an actual challenge.
Yeah.
And it's just like all these little staggered, like you talked about on our first episode, the enforced walk. It's
Just
get me, just drop me in.
Yeah.
Give me, you know, all the stuff from the get-go. And I don't mind a bit of tutorial stuff and being, being, you know, fed a little bit. But
It's
kind of the, like, the little bit that I played of Metal Gear Solid, the fucking half an hour.
Especially if it's going to be like kind of a shitty story. Don't make me watch it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like if you've got something that's really awesome and it's about the story, then yeah, cool. I guess that's what I'm there for. But yeah, if it's like fucking this boring thing. So anyway, Dark Souls is
all the Zelda games do it perfectly where it's just like
except for Skyward Sword that fucked it.
But did
there
it
was
have...
so much there was like just flat out cutscenes that you couldn't skip.
Oh really?
They were really fucking boring. That game sucks a lot.
I like the one on the Game Boy where he just like wakes up on a beach.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
There should be more of that in games where people like The Witness is great because it's just like you don't know where you are. You don't know who you are. There's no need for story here. Fucking go solve a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's what Dark Souls 3 is.
First trophy I earned in that game. Solve the Rubik's Cube, you cunt. Dark Souls 3. You're
real good. And if you didn't like any of the others, you probably won't like this one. I think it is a little more forgiving than some of the others. But it controls really well and it knows exactly why everything in it is there.
Yeah.
Everything's there for a reason. There's no like just fucking here's 20 enemies, who cares?
Yeah.
They're all in places and they're deliberately like it's built so that you think something's one way and then it just tricks you and makes you look another way. So eventually you start looking around
it's
those
like
corners.
Like Dad when he said he was just going to get cigarettes.
It's exactly like that.
By the way, I should say we're recording this during the comedy festival. In a venue that has comedy shows.
Yes.
And we're literally sitting next to a stage.
I suggested we do it on the stage. We're Knox so, was like,
but I'm saying we came so close to doing a live episode during the comedy festival.
Yeah, I guess so.
So close. A couple of hours later and just like 4 feet that way and we'd be doing a live episode right now.
Yep.
Sure. But then like it might be the same number of people in this room, which is zero.
Yeah, exactly. This is just like self-protection.
Yeah.
Another thing, did you have any more to add on?
No, it's just really, I talked about it a bit last week as well. Right. I just want to say it's really good. And if you liked any of the others or if you haven't tried them and are on the fence, I think it's worth trying this one. It's probably the best one.
Great.
And I didn't like Bloodborne at all, so I probably won't like it.
No, you won't. But I didn't used to like these and then something clicked in my brain. So
you're saying you're more mature than me?
I'm more intelligent and...
Well, that's better.
I don't understand what you've just called me.
Wait, which one of you liked The Big Short and which one didn't? I can never
remember. I liked The Big Short.
Okay.
And I did not.
Okay, cool. I also
liked Batman versus Superman as well.
I loved Batman versus Superman.
I got to say, I haven't seen it. I had no interest in it because I just think... I kind of hate all this shared universe stuff where...
So do I. I don't really like the Marvel ones.
Yeah.
I have to say, I know that art and commerce have to intersect. I'm not some idiot who's like, there shouldn't be things that are artistic decisions that are there to make money.
Yeah.
But for me, just the idea of putting these two things into the same film is just so blatantly... Like, what trailer was it where Spider-Man
turned up? Civil War,
And it's like there's – it just feels like a thing where it's like there's no great creative reason to have that happen. It's just execs going, people fucking cream their pants when they see it. Like, won't this be cool?
There is an element of it that's just like Jetson versus Flintstones.
Yeah, exactly.
That crossover where everyone's like, isn't that fucking stupid?
Imagine seeing that.
Yeah, what if Mork showed up in Happy Days?
Yeah, exactly. But that, like, but then I had zero interest in it. But then reading the reviews and how bad it was kind of made me want
to
see it.
That's what happened to me.
These two things that I've heard where the fight starts because Superman, while he's fighting someone, knocks down one of Bruce Wayne's buildings and Bruce Wayne gets the shits and goes to beat him up as Batman.
Yeah, that's basically the impetus for the movie.
That's like the funniest thing I've ever heard. That's fucking amazing. Yeah. And then they stop fighting at the end because they realize that they both love their mums.
Kind of,
but everyone said that thing, and it's real.
That's
like,
very reductive.
It seems
reductive.
Obvious without having seen the film that's a metaphor for them understanding each other as people.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
But it is still what's
It's still like, a little silly, but like a lot of the criticism I've read, I actually do kind of want to see it as well because a lot of the criticism have been like, Superman's really angry.
Yeah, Batman doesn't kill people. Yeah. That's not the Batman I know in the comics I read because I'm a fucking nerd.
You pricks.
You went to see the movie, and you're hoping hosting a video games podcast.
I know.
Please, let's not use the... If we're going to use one N-word on this podcast, I'm going to have to insist that it be the other one.
But no, that's what made me want to see it and maybe kind of question a lot of the reviews, or at least the response is people complaining about the presentation of characters that have existed for a long time.
But I have to
I don't really care about that.
If you have this character that's been around for that long and his thing is he doesn't kill innocent bystanders, I can agree that that's like then frustrating to just see.
I'm sure,
for whatever reason, these people who've been granted the license just get to.
And I don't think that's
one of his core values.
Yeah,
people thinking the bat suit looks wrong or whatever. Like, who fucking cares? But when that's like one of like the three main points that you can make about the character.
Yeah,
you know, it's like all of a sudden going, oh, guess what? In this movie, Superman can't fly anymore.
Yeah,
like you may as well just completely fuck it in that way. Also. Yep. Metropolis and Gotham are like across the river from each other?
Yeah, across like visible to each other. Yeah.
Like Shelbyville. What,
isn't that the one city then?
Like Shelbyville.
Why is it not the one city?
It's like
city?
Across a bay. It's like Melbourne and Geelong or something.
Fucking hell. Okay. Is this what happens? Is this true? That Superman goes over to Gotham to steal a lemon tree that
Yes.
We actually got a question, and this might be the right time to do this. This is from...
I haven't played anything, so let's move on.
This is from Adam.
Is that just on the back of a script?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Our script.
I thought that was the whole letter. It's like 50 pages
Strap
long.
In, boys.
The question's from Adam. Great name. He said, do you reckon there'll be a Batman versus Superman game? And are there any good Superman games? There's superhero games in general.
There's that Injustice... Gods and Heroes or whatever it's called.
It's like a Mortal Kombat game basically, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a DC one. So that I guess you can play as Batman and Superman in that.
Yeah.
There was the DC online thing. Remember that? The massively multiplayer thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never touched that.
I did for like a...
Oh, really?
3 hours and I was like, I don't actually like these kind of games. Yeah. What am I doing?
Those Batman ones are really good, all the Arkham ones.
Oh, they were fucking great.
Yeah. They were really great. They were a real kind of like turning point.
Totally. A Superman one done in that style where like maybe he loses his powers early on because of kryptonite or something.
Because
and you got to slowly regain them or whatever.
Nox, you said before we started recording, like Superman's too powerful. How can you make a fun game out of that? Like, unless he's like beating up planets and stuff.
That'd be sick.
I
really want to play Superman 64. I was reading about it the other day.
I want to play Superman 69.
No. Faster than a speeding bullet is how he comes. It's obviously a cum joke. Orgasms. We're back, baby.
Oh, boy. I think it, I don't know. I feel like it's like, having all of that like power for a game sort of makes it less interesting.
But then
are there any good X-Men games? There should be good X-Men games.
I think there's a Wolverine one that people liked. Because he's
like a beat 'em up kind of one.
He's like beating up helicopters and shit.
There could be like open world X-Men where it's like, you know, in GTA 5 where you're switching between characters.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
They made like a top down sort of strategy one where you had like a team of X-Men.
Like Marvel fighting boys or something?
It's called like X-Men Heroes, I think.
That might be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Marvel Fighting Boys, did you say?
No, didn't say anything at all.
Yeah, all right.
Wasn't there a good Spider-Man game like PlayStation 2 era?
Yes, it was PlayStation 2, yeah.
Speaking of PlayStation era games, I swear this has to be just me. You know this whole thing about the Panama Papers?
Yes.
Does anyone else have that thing?
Where are you going to go with this?
Anytime I see it written down, my brain just fills in the gaps and it looks like it says Parappa. Like every time, like, oh, this is weird. An article in the Herald Sun about Parappa the Rapper.
What's he done?
Yeah, fuck.
So what else? Oh, I played a bit of Broforce, which is like a platforming game that was the free – I signed up to the free trial of the PlayStation Network where you get a free
– PS Plus.
Yes, yes. Yep. Where you get a free game every month.
Right.
It's pretty cool. And, yeah, it's like – it's a pretty cool side-scrolling game where you kind of unlock a bunch of different little action movie heroes. Mm. They've all got slightly different names, but they're all just like
– So it's like John McClane, but he's called like Jack McLean or something.
They've all got bro in them, so it's like bro McClane. Most of them are very clunky, doesn't even really
And just
work.
The name of that game has always made me ignore it.
Yeah.
I've seen the name Broforce come up and gone, oh, I'm definitely never going to touch that.
Yeah. I know, but it is fun and it's cool. Like you unlock MacGruber, you unlock Blade. Like,
nice.
And when you die, you regenerate randomly as one of them. And they've all got slightly different abilities. So kind of like you'll have a character that you are pretty good at playing and then you die and then you're back as someone who you are not that good at.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
B.A. Baracus is kind of pretty tough to play as. B.A. Bro Ruckus, I think. It's pretty bad. But yeah, it's fun. It's good little pickup. Dick around. The art style is that kind of cool little shitty. It's very similar to Super Crate Box, if you ever played that on the
Super Meat
iPhone.
Boy?
No, Super Crate Box was like one screen and you're this little guy and you every time you pick up a weapon box, you get a different weapon at random. And you enemies come down from the top of the screen, you have to take them out. It's basically how many enemies can you take out before you die.
Okay. Right.
It's really cool.
Yep.
It's worth going back and checking out. It's been around for ages, but worth going in and checking out if you haven't played it before. I really hope that picked up
It definitely did. That was really loud.
No, I turned right away.
Yeah, but still, I got the gain up on these things a bit. I reckon it. And next time, just do it straight into the mic.
All right, we'll do. Yes.
Let people know who you are.
What are you trying to impress the listeners of this show? Trying to come across like a gentleman? Just let it all hang out, man.
All right. Zip.
I also did a couple more things of watching things rather than actually playing stuff.
Yep.
I watched some of there's like a beta for the new Doom game out.
Yeah.
And I watched some of the multiplayer of that.
Yep.
And it looks bad.
We talked about it when the trailer came out. I rewatched it a couple of times outside of, because I watched it live on this podcast. It was a landmark event. I'm still just.
It keeps coming up in my Facebook timeline. And
it looks bad.
Well,
and like, it's completely not what something like that, what I would want from something like that. Like, it looks like a fucking Halo knockoff.
Yeah.
Massively. And like, in a really boring way too.
Yep.
Like, a bunch of games were around like 2005,
yep.
That sort of thing. And
this happens with stuff all the time where it's like Doom is the original kind of, in a way, of that.
Totally,
genre.
It is. It is.
And, you know, if you're the original and then at a certain point you come back, it's like a lot of stuff has happened in between.
Yep.
And people have kind of aped you and then you're, it's like this new avalanche
but
record
so then,
whenever
like,
it comes out.
But you'd imagine.
That thing, they started it, now everyone does it, and suddenly it's way more challenging to be interesting doing the thing that you pioneered.
Totally, but then you'd imagine you'd go back to what you were doing and it'd simplify it almost and like go back to the thing and they've added on all that shit that's happened in between, which it looks like the wrong move. Like, because Doom, but especially Quake, which is basically the same thing, it was real simple and that was part of the thing about it. Like, you went in there with nothing and you went and found a gun and you shot each other.
It would be amazing if they just went right back and instead of trying to make it look modern, if they just went real throwback. Still had the little weird fucked up face of the guy in the bottom. Didn't go too wild with the graphics and the setting. Like, keep it, like, really go for the nostalgia button instead of trying to make it a new modern thing.
Totally. Like, and, like,
make
even
it ramped up.
Even if not with the graphics, to make it simple it was.
Well, think about Alien Isolation, how well they nailed the aesthetic of that. Like, doing that with Doom would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess games like, is it Dead Space have come out since then where they've lent a bit more on the horror, simple, like, guy stuck in a spaceship with demon things. Like, Doom.
And I thought Doom 3 was really good. And that was very different to the first two.
Yeah, when was Doom 3?
Like 2004 or something.
Yeah. Oh, right. And is this the first one since then?
Yeah. This is Doom 4, technically.
Yeah.
And that's a wild move, isn't it? Going, like, getting rid of the numbers and going straight back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it just looks fucking boring and plain and like a also ran kind of thing. So,
yeah,
I've got no interest in that anymore, but I'm probably still going to buy it because it's the fucking name of the thing. And like, I used to really love Doom, and those are some of the first games I remember playing a lot.
Yeah,
and so I'm probably still going to get suckered into trying it.
Well,
and hate myself.
I'm probably not.
Yeah.
Well done, you. Advertising it's all works
about,
on me.
It's all about Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Man, it just, fuck, it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
So it's the other thing I had a little bit of a watch of was,
yes,
I don't know if either of you guys give a shit about Final Fantasy. I know you do, Ben.
Yeah.
But I don't think you've ever played one, right?
We've talked about it. I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
But I've never.
So Final Fantasy 15 is coming out in September.
Yep.
And they did like this hour long fucking stage show. Releasing all this information about it. The hosts,
what do you mean stage show?
A big fucking press conference thing,
right.
A stage show. These two hosts who hosted another video games podcast called like Kind of Funny Games, and they're very annoying.
Oh.
And I sat through it and I watched an hour of this thing, and it wasn't funny. And it like they had these interviews. Oh, that's a couple of bits were kind of funny.
Well, there you go.
And so I'm not here to judge them. They would.
All you've done so far.
Yeah.
But that's not what I'm here to do. But now that I'm here, I
do
might as well.
Goddamn job then.
Gone rogue.
But no, there's just like some awkward interviews with like people who would.
So is this like in America?
Voice actors, I suppose so. Yeah, it would have been.
I was picturing like a fully Japanese.
No,
full Japanese. Good Atama was there.
No.
Yes.
It was in LA, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, right.
And they had some of the developers there in translations and stuff that showed on the screen. And the way they filmed it was the guy was talking in Japanese, and behind him on the screen was English text of what he was saying.
Oh.
But the way it was filmed, you couldn't see the text. So he'd say something and the American crowd would laugh at the little joke he's made.
Fuck.
And you've just got this tight shot of his face speaking Japanese. I had no idea what he was saying.
And
he might have been slagging me off. I have no
idea.
It's
like watching a foreign film and the subtitles are like in the lobby.
Yeah, it was.
And this was the official, like,
this was
footage
there.
Of it?
Here's the information before the game comes out.
Yeah.
So what they said...
Are you sure there wasn't subtitles on the video?
They cut back to shots with the text behind them sometimes, but you just didn't get all of it.
Wow.
It was really strange. But anyway, so they brought out like...
Just yawn because you're really boring.
They brought out actors who were doing voices for it. There's Aaron Paul in it, and they had awkward conversations with him because it's always awkward with actors because... Anyway, and Lena Headey from Game of Thrones.
Yep.
And I feel like, voice acting in a video game in terms of like level of detachment that you have from final thing. Like even just animated films, they'll trot them out and you can tell they're like... You came in and did your stuff in
a booth
in half
like
an hour.
But
games even more so because you're doing cutscenes and then you're just doing bits of like in game, like, hey man, I think we need to find a key for this.
And lots of like,
And you're not, even if you get given a pre-copy of it, it's like, you're a busy actor. You're not sitting down and playing through this like 20-hour campaign.
Well, so that's the thing. Mentioning animated films, they announced there's going to be a big budget animated film coming out as well that's tied into it, which they did.
That went so well for them last time.
Yeah, exactly. It nearly fucking destroyed their company. They're like, nah, probably this time.
Yeah.
Sean Bean's in this one, so.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he is.
Well, I'm
He didn't show up. He made a little video going like, I'm so glad to be in, and then looked at a cue sheet. Final Fantasy, there's whatever the subtitle is.
Wow.
I gotta say, this new thing of like, the games being turned into movies, it's just so like, it's so unnecessary. Like, the games now are so cinematic. Like, when they were going on about there being an Uncharted movie, why?
That's right,
The game is better than any movie.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna get anyone, it's not gonna be a great standalone movie that people who have no interest in the games are gonna go see.
Yeah,
well, they're doing that World of Warcraft movie that looks fucking terrible.
Oh, that looks so bad.
It's like all CG. Oh, well, like,
it's not World of Warcraft, it's Warcraft.
Oh, is it just Warcraft?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the CGI is terrifying.
It
makes people look like that weird thing where it's just almost human enough. What's it called? The Uncanny Valley?
Yeah.
And it looks really creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're doing like a fucking cartoon series as well. They're doing a million different things.
It's 15, so it's a new original story, not attached to any of the old games.
But they're going like
a big roll of the dice.
And it's not one story, it's like seven all coming out in different formats all at once.
Yeah.
And so, but seven stories all like in the same.
Same world,
okay.
And there's a demo out now that's free. That's a separate little game, where you play as the main character as a kid, and you can play that for free now, which is cool.
I'm going to give that a go. Then I'm going to
have
a
free demo.
It's
that's
kind of a cool.
Separate.
I don't know if it works. It's kind of cool. I mean, I remember that with Pokemon, it was like everything was kind of slightly different. Like the mechanics of how the world worked was like slightly different from the games to the cartoon.
Yep.
There were two different comics that I read that were Japanese that were both. One was like kind of like nice, and then one was like a little weird and had like I had like a Japanese copy of one of them, and it had all this weird like overly sexual stuff in it.
Mm. Yeah.
That was like kind of Pikachu perving on Misty in the shower.
And they're all 13. And
And then when it came out in the
goodbye.
And then when they translated into the West, it was like she's wearing a bikini all of a sudden and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, this is all just the one story, and it's all an unproven thing that people don't know if it's and they've done this with a bunch of the other ones. With Seven, they made like six other games that were in the same thing in a movie and whatever.
Yeah.
And
but with
I don't
Seven,
think
they waited till it was successful.
They did. They waited like 10 years, but I don't think it was even particularly successful for them then. So I don't know why they keep fucking trying to do this. But anyway, it's pretty crazy.
Who knows?
Anyway,
pretty crazy.
Filthy Casuals, the movie coming out next December.
That would be so good.
Oh, man.
Can we talk about this? This is something that we've been following for a little while. Yeah. Subject very close to my heart. It's finally out. Nintendo's first foray into the phone app market, the Miitomo app. Did you get it, Knox?
No, I didn't. I'm going to download it live as we speak.
I've downloaded it, but then it was like, you need a Wi-Fi connection to get all this data. So I haven't.
And as we've discussed, you're living in your car at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? So I've never been. So it's like a social. It's kind of a social media thing that uses your. You make a me in it.
Yep.
It's like your me interacts with your friends. So I've got to say, I've never been. I've never really cared about the me implementation before.
Yeah, I think we all have disliked it.
It's like
if
who cares? It's like. The thing of being able to race as it in Mario Kart or play as it in Super Smash Brothers, who the fuck cares?
It's the worst design thing in those games.
They don't
like,
look great, all the rest of it. But so, yeah, this gets announced and it's like, what a fucking waste of your first app.
Mm-hmm.
Having gone in, I got to say, I'm really enjoying it.
I've heard some good reactions.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Like it. Okay, so it's kind of like this is what it should have been in the first place. Like all of the Mii implementation, it finally makes sense with this. Mm-hmm. So the main thing of it is you add your friends, and it's actually pretty it's kind of easy to add friends. It's like you have to link with them over Facebook or Twitter, but you just link your account to it, and then it just finds everyone you know who's on there, and you can just send them a request. So there's no friend codes, none of that bullshit.
Yep.
You can just like hit people up pretty easily.
That's good.
So then what it does is it will just ask you questions, and you answer them, and then once you've added friends, your friends Mii will just kind of like randomly show up at your house and just relay the questions that it's answered. So what's kind of cool so far is because, you know, I'm friends with people on there that are pretty funny. So they're coming in and there's like little joke answers and stuff.
Yeah, right.
So you get coins for answering questions. You also get coins for listening to your friends' answers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can then use those coins to buy clothes and bullshit to dress your little Mii up.
Yep.
So that element of it, I mean, it's kind of this Twitter thing, I guess, like just you're making little posts and then it's going out and sending it to your friends. But, you know, the ways that it's done is kind of cool. But then there's a thing in it called Mii Photo where you can get your Mii and you can take a little photo with it. You can put a background that can be whatever you want. You can take photos from your device and like put them on there. You can add text in. You can put as much text as you want. You can alter it. You can change fonts. You can make a little animation of your Mii and you can rotate him to get him just where you want. You can put multiple Mii's in. And it's just treated as this like little extra. It's far and away the best part of the app.
Yeah.
Already that's the thing that people are really using it for. The answer stuff is like fine, but it's just kind of a means to get coins for me so that you can take these cool photos.
Yeah,
I wish they would kind of like tone down all the other shit.
Yeah.
Because this is like the first Nintendo thing where it's like you can actually do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You can in your answers, you can swear, you can say whatever you want, you can put any text on the photos, you can put any obscene background image you want.
That's really surprising to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's
like already the amount of stuff that I've seen that's been shared and people are losing it, it's like it's fucking great.
Yeah.
Like it's really funny and it's really cool. And I hope it kind of shows Nintendo that like for them to have an app where you can just put whatever text you want on the photo. Like I went into it going, oh great, I bet I can just pick from like four phrases that are all really boring.
Yep.
It's the first thing they've ever put that is completely unmetered and you can really do what you want in it. And so creating the photos in it is really fun. It feels really really limitless in terms of like what you can make with it. And so I think it's really cool. And I think hopefully this kind of shows them. I really hope this is the start of them sort of
loosening
it'll
their grip.
Be a bit of a bit like, I mean, Super Mario Maker was the start of that, where for them to just give over control like that is pretty crazy. But yeah, it's really funny. The load times on it are fucked. It takes forever to do anything, which is kind of a bummer. But yeah, I'm really into it. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah.
I'm going to go park outside someone's house, use their Wi-Fi, download it.
I'm downloading it right now. It said, due to the large amount of data, we recommend you don't download it. And I'm fucking living dangerously and just going in now.
Man, just chew that data. What do you got it for?
Man, I've got to live. I can't take data with me to the grave.
Exactly.
The first thing it asked was for my birthday. And I realized, like, yeah, of course you can just ask someone's age. And then they're allowed in.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, it's this weird thing where your brain works differently with Nintendo for some reason because they're so weird and archaic.
It's so weird that they put it out because it's so on them. This is like a complete U-turn just out of nowhere from everything they've been doing for the last like 20 years. Mm. You can add anyone and you can then upload photos onto your thing that's like the background is a big dick and it's like text saying, suck my little clit, and it's like your character is just wearing underpants. It's insane.
Yeah, great.
It's insane that they've all of a sudden like let this happen, but it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's like mum and dad have finally gone away for the weekend and you can just like go crazy. Like,
well, because it's what everyone did. Like, I remember in Mario Paint in like 1995 getting that little fucking SNES mouse.
Oh, yeah.
And immediately drawing a dick.
Yeah.
Just straight away. There's, all right, good day, Mario.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of a meal.
Yeah. Have a little bit of a meal.
All right, first of all, let's make a me to represent you in this app.
I mean,
I'm
going to
use
a
camera.
It is kind of classic them in the way that, like, you can't, you have to be linked to people through Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah.
So, like, we can't just say to people who listen to this, hey, here's our usernames, go at us. Like,
right.
You have to be friends with them on Facebook.
Right.
Which is a little bit of a bummer, but also, like, you know, it's still, I mean, that's still a huge leap from having to give out friend codes and
all
that other bullshit.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also, like, the other interesting thing is, like, they're now in a world where they can update the app. They can issue updates. They can...
Yeah, that's a good
they
point.
They can take stuff out. They can... change stuff on the fly. They can actually, they've been getting better at that in the last couple of years of like actually like bringing out DLC and kind of listening to people want and tweaking things. And this now hopefully is like they can just really refine this and turn it into this.
They could add stuff. They could add like games. They could add stuff to it.
They
could
have like a little game in there that's like a little skill tester thing.
Yeah.
That's fine. But like if they tweaked up the load, that's the one thing that stops me from playing it more. Every time you turn it on, like even if you just have it on in the background, when you go back into it, it's like 30 seconds worth of load. I don't know why it has to take that long when every other app is able to just open instantly.
I've just gone into it as well, and it's like asked for me to point the camera at my face, and it's automatically made a few like suggestions for me.
Yeah, and they're all fucked, aren't they?
Well, some of them are really handsome, and some of them are not. And, well, I've already thought that like, I can't put them because someone's going to have a fucking go at me if I use one of them.
I just made mine look as fucked as I possibly could to avoid that.
Yeah, some of these guys, yours. It's very good.
It's great.
Some of these guys look real unhappy.
Sure.
Maybe I'll put them on the page. Yeah, like...
Oh, wow. Let's have a look at this. Some of them have like full beard. Some of them have no facial hair at all. One of them looks like a fat Chinese man.
Yeah, some of them are just flat out the wrong ethnicity.
This one, the hair in all of them is exactly the same. The face shape varies pretty wildly. The one in the middle looks like Peter Griffin.
Well, I started making some faces as well to see
what
would happen.
That's pretty great. Which one do you reckon he should be?
There's a second page as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. How do I?
I know which
swipe
one.
Swipe across. Don't make it the one with the big fat jaw.
That's the one I was going to
Yeah,
pick.
I know. Yeah. It's not representative.
I would pick...
The very first one. The very first
one. I'd pick that one. That one there.
Yeah, right, go for it.
Or, the one above it. The one above it is literally the same. Exactly the same.
Yeah, great.
Or maybe that one.
Well, maybe that's... No, not the sad one. I can't look at that every day. I already have to look in the mirror.
Okay, I'll make you that one.
All right.
There you go. Choose a gender.
Oh, which one did you pick? Yeah, sweet. Yeah, this looks...
But yeah, me, Tomo, get on it. Make some... Hey, you know what? Get on there. Make some Filthy Casuals fan art and post it on our Twitter and Facebook. That's what you can do. Do a bit of that.
Yeah, sweet.
What do you reckon? Have you gone in, Ben?
Yeah.
Ben's throwing caution. Ben's fucking riding high on data right now. How are you chewing through the gigabytes?
All right. While we're doing this, we've got some questions that we thought we'd do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any other stuff to talk about? Move into questions, Ben.
That's kind of pretty much, all I've been playing. I've been trying to come home early from shows and just sit and play video games and go, man, how fucking good is this?
They're very good. Well, here's some more questions other than how good is this. This is from Chris. What do you find funny in games? Because we were talking about Day of the Tentacle before as well.
Yeah.
And it's real hard for games to be funny. There aren't
that
many.
It's hard for games to be legitimately funny.
Or when they're trying, at least, like, funny stuff can happen in them, obviously. That's when you tend to laugh the most, is when you fuck around with it and make something ridiculous happen.
We've talked about this. I really liked the character of Trevor in Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
I thought he was great. All the other attempts at humor, not so much. All the fucking life hack stuff, it just is so on the nose.
It is.
Like, that's not comedy to just, like, get a thing that exists in the real world, change the name of it, and then all the ads for it are just, like, really explicit, over-the-top commentary of what the thing is.
Yeah.
Welcome to the airport. Your plane's departing from gate 69, even though Ben did make a 69 joke about 20 minutes ago.
That I would like. That's
there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But just calling the plane, like, haven't had sex airlines instead of Virgin. Like, it's not a joke.
Rip off airlines
is what they would do.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah, it'd be something like you'd be in the departure lounge and it's like, welcome to fucking Leopard Airlines.
Yeah.
For the cost of, included in your $27 ticket, you get a stewardess telling you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And a cup of warm calm. Like, just like on the nose. Like, okay, we get it. Budget airlines suck.
Yeah.
Day of the Tentacle is it's just weird. Like, it's just got, it's like, so far into it, it's not even like it's jam packed with jokes. It's just the characters are really strong and it's just kind of got this weird art style that just really works and is really silly. But yeah, over the top. What would you say was the last game that really was like trying to be very funny?
Undertale had some pretty funny jokes in it.
Undertale's pretty funny, yeah.
But like, not hilarious, but just like nice little jokes.
Yeah. I remember at the time Conker's Bad Fur Day thinking it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it sort of bugged me a little bit because I felt like I was kind of being pandered to. It was you're a 12-year-old boy. Here's a game that you're going to have to sneak past your mum and dad because it's got sex stuff in it.
Yeah.
And I just remember finding that a little...
It's like got that big, like, warning, outrageous content label on the front or whatever.
And the bit where you're like, you're pissing on something?
Yeah.
I just remember finding that a little bit like... But
there's only so far a Matrix parody can go as well.
Yes.
And it's
less Matrix parodies.
Oh, man.
Man.
We were thinking about this when we were trying to write this show, whether or not that song, whether that's reached the point where it can be funny to use.
Or it's just a lame...
As a parody of Imagine If We Used It.
But whenever we tried it, it was just like, oh no, this just sounds like we're fucking...
A shit parody,
like
yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the episode of The Simpsons that was, for me, the exact death of it.
Oh.
Where Bart gets a job giving out...
Yes, flyers.
Yeah, flyers for a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, and it was a Matrix parody.
Yep.
And it was like 5 years after The Matrix. It was so long after The Matrix had come out.
Yep.
Yes, that was the same for me. But speaking of which, they've hit another landmark like that just in the last couple of days. Smithers is now like officially like
out.
Yeah, like in that way when you remember they had that episode where Homer started smoking pot.
Yeah.
And they had that and then all of a sudden it's like you see Otto with a bong and it's oh man, this was like a funny thing where it was like, oh, he's clearly a stoner.
Yeah.
And showing him with it like just takes all the fun out of it. And they've started doing that more and more with Smithers to the point where it's like now we're just like it is just a thing of him saying he's gay.
The funniest,
I don't know. I don't think I don't think it's like a powerful thing or anything.
Sure,
like that.
It's not like when there was that Muppet with AIDS on Sesame Street.
What?
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
they had an AIDS Muppet.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah. To teach kids about, you know, like
to teach kids the kids with AIDS are normal.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, 6-year-olds out there just raw dogging it.
Not anymore.
Put a lid on it.
Portal had
be like Oscar the Grouch. Put a lid on it anyway.
Yeah, Portal I think had some pretty good writing.
Oh yeah,
like more tone. Like the tone of it was quite good. It was that kind of
a little
weird,
sarcastic.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm a sucker for. I know they're not technically great jokes. I like the little funny bits in the Zelda games when you like all the dumb shit that the townspeople say to you and all the little in the context of that world, I really like it. I find it very funny and charming in the way of like if it had to stand up on its own, it's not like it's a legitimately very funny joke, but it's just like someone
Where
have my turnips gone or whatever the fuck.
That's the thing, I can't think of one example of any game where there's been something that's been as funny as a really good show or a really good movie or something.
Yeah.
Well, even the South Park games haven't been as funny as the show.
No, they were like a medium episode of the show.
Yeah.
But how do you, I mean, yeah, how do you straddle that line where it's like you're playing it and that's part of the humor instead of just a cutscene being funny where it's
a
cutscene that's basically just like I'm watching a TV show.
And how do you get timing to work and shit like that if you're moving around and like you can look anywhere? And
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, nothing is the answer to the question.
Like Mario RPG games are pretty funny.
Oh yeah,
like they're really fucked. Like they're really. It's I like that. It's like it's almost like a
fan art,
like a riff on this universe that you know. And then there's it's really in jokey.
And like, they start going like Bowser is now just full on like kind of horny for Peach and that those sort of jokes.
Yeah. And there's all this stuff of like. You know, in any of the other games, it's like there's no context. You're just Mario running around. But in those games, it's like Mario is this like fucking big shot. And they kind of like play on that a little bit of like, and he's getting pretty up himself, isn't he? Everyone bloody knows who Mario is. But like in none of the other games is it ever addressed.
Yeah.
And there's that one where Luigi's off on like his separate adventure that you never see. But you see him in the town every now and again. And he's always saying like, man, I had this crazy shit happen to me.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
I think that's really funny. Yeah. I really like all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they were. Good. All right. So,
I guess it's the same with the Zelda stuff you run into. Like, you can tell that it's very like a Japanese sense of humor. That translates in Western dialogue as like it's like a kind of a funny, quirky, charming thing, but like it probably plays completely differently.
That makes sense. Like a lot of the fucking jokes in the Metal Gear games of where like someone's just grabbing a boob or something.
Yeah.
That shit happens in some of those games and like it's different in Japan and it's no good here.
Better, I think.
Something I learned the other day actually speaking of this. I never knew this. Do you remember Happy...
How to tie your fucking shoes?
No.
Happy Tree Friends.
Very much no.
Do you remember Happy Tree Friends?
Yes. Yeah.
You know the guys who wrote Happy Tree Friends, their job now, no shit, is writing the Sonic games.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Except
for
like the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Rise of Lyric.
Yeah, that's the Happy Tree Friends guys.
Right.
Anyway.
Wow. Happy Tree Friends was, again, another one that you know what, as someone who's always really liked animation growing up, I've always had a bit of a thing against like, oh, little cute characters, but here they've got fucking chainsaws and these puppets swear. It's just always been, I've just always had a little bit of a, it just has always like, seemed like such an easy thing to just like.
It is.
Was easily
it,
shocking.
It is. It's cheap. It's shit.
That hamster in the microwave little flash thing where, anyway, back in the day, do you remember
that? And the frog in the blender.
That sort of shit.
Yeah, all that stuff. That being said, have you ever seen, I feel like I've talked about this before on this, the things that Trey Parker and Matt Stone made, the Flash animations that they made like 10 years ago.
No.
And it was going to be this ongoing series. They got commissioned to do it.
Oh, wait, yeah.
And they never got paid for them, so they just stopped making them.
Fluffy the little
but
dog,
it's called Princess.
Yeah.
And it's
that's right.
It's this little dog and it's like set up like it's about the dog.
Yeah.
And then it's like this, he's in the corner of a room and this, his owner does this really, really fucked up thing.
Yeah.
And it just, both of them just end on a little close up of him going, meh, and it's got this little cute, cute theme, but it's, the content is fucking horrific.
Yeah.
And yeah, they made two that were kind of like an ongoing story and you could tell they were really going to just like get worse and worse and worse and they just stopped doing them.
Mm.
But that's kind of not just going like, oh, hey, look at this fucking, look at, a cartoon rabbit having a smoke.
Yeah. There's clearly more thought put into it. Yeah.
A different Chris asks us, Pringles or Doritos?
Pringles for me.
Doritos.
I don't like Doritos.
I'm a Mexican man. I love a bit of salsa.
I'm a wherever Pringles are from kind of a guy. Barcelona? No, that's in Spain. Pretty similar to Mexico.
I don't know where Pringles are from.
Sour cream and onion Pringles for me. That's my.
They are my favorite of
that
the Pringle.
That might be up there of my number one chip.
How do you eat Pringles? Do you eat them one? Because I've seen the most fucked up thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Is my brother eating Pringles. And he'll take them out in a little fucking stack and just chomp into it like it's a sandwich.
Well, like it's a Pringle sandwich. Fuck.
I mean, that's like crazy to me. Like a little brick of fucking.
A couple at a time.
I reckon maximum three. Ideally one.
Yeah, one after another, one at a time.
Yep.
And then sections of one. Take your time.
Absolutely.
There's no need to rush a Pringle.
Yeah. But no, I'm Doritos because I like corn chips and I like nachos and it's just a world of flavor.
I'm not too big on that. Oh, by the way, this reminded me of this. You just saying Sonic.
That was ages ago, man.
I know.
What's been happening
since
your brain since then?
Did I black out?
Yes.
Did you see the guy that made the fan-made Legend of Zelda tribute?
Oh, yeah, the 3D thing.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Some guy has, like, recreated the original Legend of Zelda as a browser game.
Oh,
but
yes.
It's like 3D, but it's like the same like sprites, but if they were 3D models.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really recommend checking that out before Nintendo fucking shut it down.
Yeah.
Which they
definitely
love
will.
Doing.
Yeah. They Maybe they're different though. They're starting to change.
Yeah.
Maybe they're getting better.
I know, but I loved it when they were like, oh, hey, here's a function where you can upload your Mario Kart clips straight onto YouTube, and they started deleting them going, well, this is a breach of copyright. This is your function.
Yeah. That's so stupid.
We got a couple more emails.
Yeah. Let's get into them.
Matt asks about stealth in video games that don't have stealth. He asks, how do you improve stealth in Mario games? But I don't even remember that. I think he might have been joking about.
Yeah, he might have been joking about. I'm not sure.
Like, there are games you get where you have to suddenly do a stealth thing.
Yep.
I'm never into it, I got to say.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was, I've really only scratched the surface with it, and I hear a lot of great things and I want to go further in, but Metal Gear Solid, I just, all the stuff is just like, you kind of have to creep around. I go, that's fucking, it's a video game.
Yeah,
I'm gonna play it
but
safe.
But at least that game is built around that. Like when it suddenly happens in a game, we're like, "All right, we made all this shooting stuff and it's all great. Now don't use any of it and don't do the thing that we tried to make fun."
I know. I prefer that in like one mission though, where it's like, "Hey, this is just a bit of a palate cleanser," rather than it being a because that's with Metal Gear Solid having to do it in that first mission and going, "Oh fuck, it's a whole game." Like I'm constantly just having to like look around. Walls
it is kind of slow and
yeah.
And it's like that's not what I'm in games for.
The most frustrating section of any game that I can remember involving this kind of thing. In Final Fantasy VII, there's a bit, we're in this tower and you have to kind of move from pylon to pylon while these guards are patrolling. And they don't see you when they're moving, but when they stop, they see you. So
Which game was this, sorry?
Final Fantasy VII.
Right.
So when
it's really imprecise, I remember. Like it's really...
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's like one section that's okay, but the next section, the guards are running and they run and stop and run and stop. And you have to, it's so imprecise. You have to run and stop, time it perfectly and do it, I think, like 9 times because it's like 3 people,
that's
3
so
sections.
Many. Yeah.
If you fail it at the second section, you have to go back to the start of the first section. Oh, it's so bad.
No,
it's just horribly implemented as well.
You know what? Bad checkpoint placement kills me. The thing of like having to go way, way back.
Fucking
is
any
like...
checkpoint placement is kind of... Or like in terms of... But like in Final Fantasy VII, this doesn't happen in most games anymore, which is good. But like fucking just save points
were so
annoying.
Yeah.
Not being able to just go, oh, I want to save and stop now
is
the craziest decision that you can make.
In the world.
Not the craziest one. Like, there's worse ones.
Yeah.
Like fucking choosing Doritos over Pringles.
Yeah, if you're a game designer and you include a stealth section that's has bad checkpoint implementation, kill yourself.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to second that.
Yeah.
I disagree.
You've been outvoted, mate.
Oh.
Get off the podcast.
They have to do it now.
Yeah.
They have to do it, to what three have said.
Someone named Andrew has asked us, maybe slightly...
You sounded so sus on
the
that.
The disdain to
well,
the name
wait,
Andrew.
Wait until you've heard the question.
Oh, okay. All right.
Who's the most rootable video game character?
Well, I still don't understand why you were so...
I've expressed desire on this podcast to fuck a Battletoad.
Yep.
That's true.
Expressed that desire many times over one episode.
Yes.
I'd fuck that blue little hedgehog if I can bloody catch him.
Yeah.
He's a fast little boy.
Could be like a modern day Pepe Le Pew.
He just keeps getting like a white stripe painted down the back of him, and I think he's a skunk, so I want to fuck
him. What's that white stripe made out of?
Did you say the Warner Brothers are thinking of making a Speedy Gonzalez movie?
Yeah.
Is that not going to be real racist?
Yep. Yep.
That seems like a weird choice.
That's something they should have left in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, Disney's real good at that, at like deleting all their like old racist characters.
Son of the South. What was it? What's it called?
Song of the
South. Song of the South. Yeah.
Brer Rabbit and stuff.
When they had like...
But there's still like a whole ride based on it at Disney World.
Yeah.
Well, you can't demolish
it. It's all based on it.
Which one? Where's Disney World?
Florida.
Well, there you go.
Also built by slaves.
Say no more.
Rootable video. I don't know. There's been a lot of stuff recently about this new Dead or Alive volleyball thing.
Yeah,
it just looks fucking ridiculous.
It's creepy and I hate it the way that... It's so fucking just lame and insulting going like, look at the size of her boobs in this thing, huh?
Yeah.
Look how big her boobs are, you little freak. You love it.
Yeah.
Like, that being said, I'd fuck all of them.
I think that, don't sexualize video games, all right? Just leave it out for now. You can't tell
proper stories yet.
Make everyone a rectangle. Yeah. Make everyone just a blank rectangle. Sex is bad. Because that's the thing, is that people, like, this dumb argument that always happens is that whenever they go like, oh man, this is kind of like a sexist character you put in here, then all the people who are arguing against, they go like, oh, what, so sex, we should be ashamed of sex? And it's like, no, that's not what anybody is saying.
Yeah. We're saying stop objectifying people. Yeah.
There was all that localization stuff with Fire Emblem that, that caused a big furor, and it's like, it's not fucking changing the game experience.
Yeah.
It's just not.
They took a pose out of like this Blizzard game.
Yes.
The reason that it happened apparently is because one person went like, I don't know, that doesn't look like something that a way that character would stand.
Right.
And it was just like sticking out her butt or something.
Right. Yep.
And so, like, literally one person on their forums went like, oh, I don't know, that think the character would stand like that. And the guy who designed it went, you know what, you're actually probably right, and took it out for those reasons.
Yep.
And then a bunch of fuckers were like, stop censoring it. Yeah. I'm horny.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. I've written a lot of posts to that effect.
horny.
One more thing that we should talk about.
Yep.
Is, did you see the Donald Trump thing?
I didn't yet, no.
Oh, man. He's made this, like, if you haven't seen it, it's worth looking up. It's on his Facebook page.
Yep. It was posted, so it's like, a campaign video.
Yeah.
And
so horribly made.
Yeah.
And at the start of it, it's got like one of those generic, like, dung, 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 like kind of epic-y music things. And over the start is a clip of Martin.
Epic Mickey.
Oh. Mickey Mouse. That's, I've just said the same one. Over the start.
I refuse to get involved, by the way.
Mickey Rooney.
Oh, Mickey Rourke. Rooney Mara. Kate Mara.
Kate Beckinsale. Sale of the century.
Let's go shopping.
Now, I thought you were refusing to get involved.
I got sucked in.
The suck.
Oh.
Martin Sheen from Mass Effect 2.
Yes.
Is the little voiceover clip at the start of this. Yeah, him.
Yeah, Martin Sheen from Mass Effect 2, Father of Charlie.
Yeah, Ted Danson from Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
It's him going like, we need a hero, blah, 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 saying this thing.
Yeah.
He is objectively the villain in those games.
Yeah.
Right.
He ends up being the main antagonist.
Yeah, yeah. Someone described him as racist on a galactic scale.
Yeah.
It's
the
good.
First like minute and a half completely without permission.
Yep.
And apparently
and
a lot
without
of it,
irony.
Yeah. Great. A lot of it's been taken down now because he didn't get the rights for it and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just absurd and surreal to watch, and it's worth watching.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like this like photo of or video of Hillary Clinton laughing with like a red filter put over it, and then played slowly
so
with her going like, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah,
it looks like it was made by a 9-year-old with severe brain damage.
I'm looking forward to Bernie Sanders yanking some fucking Bubsy the Bobcat for his next campaign video. That'll be good.
I want to know who's Pac-Man's voting for.
Cool.
Cool.
we all did not think of a joke.
Nah, I was trying to think of who, like, eating pills. I don't know.
Oh.
Is that us done for this week?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
We've talked a lot of video games to people this week.
Yeah, really for once.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be more regular from now on. Things have leveled out, so we'll be back to normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do we got? Let's plug our shows. I've got Little Golden Dassalo, 8:45 p.m. at the Downstairs Lounge. Tickets through TommyDassalo.com. A couple of people have been through. I know who listened to this, so thanks if you've been down already.
Very nice.
I am loving doing the show. It's really fun.
Good.
And everyone gets a little book, and it's working.
I've heard very good things.
When do you run to, Tommy? End of festival?
Until April 17.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Well, Knox and I are in a show called Chimp Cop Nights. In this very room we're sitting in at the Imperial Hotel, we're running until April 16th through at 10:15 p.m. Please come and see it. People seem to be enjoying it.
I hear great things so far. I've been meaning to come already. I haven't done so yet. I might come tonight, actually.
Yeah, we could use you.
Yeah. We have zero sales for tonight.
Who cares? Let's just say this will go out afterwards. I've had good numbers, and then tonight for off the whole day, I've had zero, and then I got up and it was raining.
Oh,
and then I've sold two, and they're to people I know, and it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Festival.
Yep.
My show that's in much the same situation is called Nothing Important Has Happened to Me. My name's Adam Knox. It's at this venue too. It's at the Imperial Hotel at the corner of Bourke and Spring Street in Melbourne. You can buy tickets from comedyfestival.com.au.
If you want a zany look at how to tie shoes in the modern age, get down at
They're not that
show,
fucking weird.
Sit in the front row, look down, and just really be treated to a fucking visual feast.
I'm going to buy some Velcro shoes. No, then I'm admitting defeat. These are normal.
Yes,
these are normal.
I wish you would.
Yeah.
These are normal.
I wore Velcro shoes for a very long time. It actually took me a long time to learn to tie my laces. I was like,
really?
I can't remember how old I was, but it, yeah. And I actually like Velcro shoes. I don't like how... Laces look so messy. I don't like them.
Yeah. They always look messy. It doesn't matter what you do with them. So my fucking laces...
Got him. Tricked him. Pretended I was an ally just to fuck him over.
You know what else about these shoes is they're a little thicker on the sole than the last one. So I've been tripping over stairs real regularly.
Yeah.
Walking up them. Like just kicking the stair.
You're a fucking mess.
Absolute fool.
Yeah.
This is endearing. This is sad.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's meant to be endearing. I'm not like a lovable, bumbling, you know...
I think you think that's how it's coming across because you got a big grill on your face.
No, it's just because I'm too stupid not to understand what's going wrong.
I'm really stupid, Mom.
Anyway.
BD.
All right, guys. Well, keep sending us your stuff. Hey, send us some me photo.
Yeah.
Tomo fan. We'd love to see that. See what you do. Because you can make your own me's. Make us.
Yeah.
Make what you think we look like.
Yep.
That is it for another episode. And as we always say here when we sign off at Filthy Casuals.
Any shoe is fine if it stays on your foot. Tie it normal. It is tied normal.
Weird catchphrase.
I like it. It's his best work yet.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.